in terms of the post-production stuff, and even some of the production stuff, actually. I remember when we were talking in 106, if advancing some of the technology, and I remember you were, obviously Stan was going to move on to Premiere at some point, and that's happened, and sort of the things that you can do with it. But in terms of the live action, sort of sync the actual lines rather than reusing the same video clips.
Ah, yes. Part of not having that being as exact as it could be is the availability of the live actors to come back and do new things. I mean, Stan recorded a lot of different facial expressions and different movements, not knowing if they would ever be used, if there would ever be an appropriate point. What starts to be seen here is a number of the same live actors, but now different helmets or, in some cases, you know, with a beard stuck on their faces, props, people dressed up in different clothing, like the different colors and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll continue to expand. We try as much as possible when we reusing clips to say, okay, if we reuse that clip, first use that clip in 103, and we use it in 110, and very few people will remember. So stop having such a good memory, and you'll be fine.
I'm probably a minority in terms of noticing those kind of things. And I guess at the end of the day, it's about having fun and the storyline, how that plays out.
Yes, and I think with the use of Premiere now, we're working on upgrading the visuals, at least certainly as far as the live actors go, to kind of match the increase in the improvement in the storyline, so we can say, yes, from episode 101, the storyline has progressed, but so has the audio and so has the video. In terms of audio, like as far as the music goes, I think that's going to be one of the bigger challenges, because I want to stick to music that was in Rise of Nations and the Thrones of Patriots expansion pack, but I think in total there are about 15 or 20 songs, and I'm using 3, 4, 5 each episode, depending upon the length and the circumstance. So that's going to be interesting. But as I said, that's why I kind of played with, okay, let's speed it up, or let's change the pitch, or let's cut out part of it. Or you never know, I just might take a song and open it and click reverse, and then we'll wonder, wow, where's that in the game again?
it's nice. It's nice to be able to do those kind of things. And it keeps it a little bit fresh as well, I think.
There are some people who have watched the series from beginning to end. Crazy people. Not that we get a lot of feedback, but I just think about, you know, when I watch television shows, if I'm happy with an episode or with a show, am I likely to write in and say, hey, great show? No. If I was annoyed, oh, now we've got some energy, you see. I look at statistics and it's like, okay, this episode's been downloaded 50 times. Okay, let's say there were actually 40 people that watched it because maybe one person downloaded it once or got a partial download, got interrupted, they had to download it again. Nobody said anything bad, so there are 40 happy people.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That sounds good.
I think that is the way, though, isn't it? That people don't praise when they've watched something unless they've, you know, got a problem or enjoyed it loads. But when it's rubbish, or, you know, when they do have an issue, then you'll invariably hear from them.
Yes, which is probably why the pilot received the most feedback so far.
Why? What have people said about the pilot?
I can't even remember specifically. I think that's because I've managed to block it from my conscious mind. If you go to the Asian Nations website and go to episodes and then go to 101, then there's the link for discuss. That points to the direct forum thread. I'm happier with it now, and I'm not into this, let's go back and redo an episode.
Yeah, I think it's better to focus the effort on what's going to be in the future rather than what's been done.
Particularly when resources are limited. And time is left.
And time, absolutely, yeah. So as we're talking, I'm just flicking through the past episodes to catch up on episode titles that I've missed and see if I can get an idea of what's been going on in that episode.
And all those little descriptions you see of the episodes I write as well to try to give, you know, just like a little synopsis of, okay, you said you read the title, and then it's like, oh, I'm not sure. And then hopefully the description helps a little bit with that.
Yeah, no, definitely it does.
And you'll notice the description for 112 talks about the return of two familiar faces. And who would those familiar faces be? Pop quiz.
You're putting me on the spot now, Dan. You're putting me on the spot. No.
Oh, no.
Time's up.
We fail. Hang your head in shame.
And Spice and Hugh were shortly written out of the series.
Even worse, they were never mentioned again or what happened to them. They just disappeared off the face of the planet.
The voice team. I mean, there's not loads, but there's a few inactive members. But there's a couple of people like that. I was just wondering, you know, what did you do
with... What did I do to drive them away? I don't know.
There's that question, I suppose. But no, there's just in terms of the characters that they had.
In almost every case, those characters were never voiced again. The exceptions being Hatshepsut, which has become a major character. Very few lines in the first episode that she appeared in.
Mm-hmm.
Given that and the fact that it was a pretty central character, we decided to recast it. And then the Maven voice actress.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
She had to appear. The character had to appear one more time. And it wasn't just, well, we'll just have her on screen and don't have any lines. Some of the lines were kind of central. It certainly helped the story along. It's kind of in an urgent situation, but there's kind of a little love discussion between her and Luther, which we saw in 106, and I didn't want to lose that. So the voice actress for Citizen Number One, really unique title. Yes, I came up with it myself. No autographs, please. I asked her to, if she would mind voicing this character and doing her best to mimic the voice that had already been present.
Ah, right.
And so she was like, okay. And she did very well. Yeah, so pretty well. I think most of those are pretty self-explanatory. In terms of characters, episode 111, the voice credits are immense. They're like 17 or 18 people who voice characters in that episode.
Wow.
I think that's a record. I think it's 114 or 113 we beat that. 112, I think, has just about half that number of characters voicing.
Mm.
And you'll see that there are quite a few of the voice actors and actresses now have references to their voice123.com profile. That's where I found those individuals. They didn't actually apply. They didn't respond to voice opening on the site, but I got a voice123 profile and started contacting them. Some of them agreed to do it, and they agreed to voice it for free, which was really nice.
Yeah, that's pretty good. There's an equivalent site in the UK called UK Voices, cunningly enough. Don't know how much I told you when I started all those many, many moons ago. It's how many? It must be like 10 months ago now. Longer than that, slightly.
Yeah.
One of my goals is to break into professional voiceover work. And hopefully there'll be something that I can use on my CV when applying to the gaming side of voiceovers.
Well, you got some episodes to catch up on, so now, oh dear.
We could watch them together. We could do our own little commentaries on them.
Who would listen? Other than us.
Good point, good point. It's all going to go into the extended commentaries, isn't it? If you think it's worthy enough of being in an extended clip, that's fine by me.
There'll probably be some post-production.
Where we edited out your voice. That was you saying that to me, not me saying that to you, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so I'll be sure to get rid of that clip where you insulted Stan. But I'll leave this in, that I removed the part about you insulting Stan. And Stan will go, wait.
That's very cunning.
What?